This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce has warned would-be vandals who are thinking of desecrating Donald Trump's star on Hollywood Boulevard with serious consequences. Since Trump announced his candidacy, his star has been repeatedly vandalized with swastikas, and even one man posted a video on Facebook of his dog doing his, business on top of his star. The chamber has threatened to prosecute anyone caught vandalizing the Donald star. Still, it's become a very popular new attraction in Hollywood to make fun of. The Walking Dead finale did not beat last season's ratings highs, though the 90-minute episode was the highest of the season. After the numbers were tallied, the show was down 1.5 million viewers from the finale last year. Still, it's the most popular drama in the U.S., averaging 18.8 million viewers per week. The old oak chair J.K. Rowling sat in while writing the first two Harry Potter novels is etched with the following words: "I wrote Harry Potter while sitting on this chair." Rowling received the 1930s-era chair in 1995 with a set of four free, mismatched dining room chairs while living in a government-subsidized housing unit in Edinburgh, Scotland. After deciding that this particular chair was the comfiest of the four, she parked it in front of her typewriter and began to write. That chair will now be going on auction in New York this week. We're sure the price will be, well, magical. Janet Jackson announced that she'll be postponing her Unbreakable world tour to start a family. The singer said, quote, "My husband and I are planning our family, so I'm going to have to delay the tour. Please, if you can, try to understand that it's important that I do this now." Janet had already postponed some dates due to illness, and now this announcement. Well, Janet is 49, so she must hear Father Time ticking away. Actor William Shatner, best known for his role as Captain Kirk in Star Trek, is facing a $170 million paternity suit by a Florida man. Peter Sloan says Shatner had an affair with his birth mother in 1956. According to court documents, Sloan says Shatner admitted to being his father in 1984. The actor denies the claims. You know, you would think if this is true, that Mr. Sloan would have filed his suit a little earlier, like 30 years ago. Say it ain't so. The K-pop group 21 is losing one of its members. Mincy, the youngest member, will be leaving the group shortly when her contract expires. CL, Park Bom, and Dara will continue as a trio and will release a new song this summer. 21 are best known for their hit songs Fire and I Am Best. Anthony Urifito, who has Down syndrome, thought he was dreaming when he spotted Aerosmith's Steven Tyler pulling up in a limo during a routine visit to a medical supply store with his mother in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. The 23-year-old couldn't believe his eyes because he had been depressed because all the tickets for Steven's concert that night had been sold out. While Anthony spoke with Steven, he gave Anthony a pair of tickets for the concert and he even invited him up on stage to play maracas. A dream come true and a very happy ending. Wendy Deng, Rupert Murdoch's ex-wife, is dating Russian President Vladimir Putin. LA Spins has received reports that Deng and Putin are serious, according to a source close to the Russian leader. Wendy Deng and Rupert Murdoch were married for 14 years until they divorced in 2013. Good luck, lovebirds. Oh, and Wendy, don't forget to check the house for bugs. Officials are investigating how an incarcerated rapper managed to record an entire album. C-Murder, born Corey Miller, is currently serving a life sentence for killing a teenager in a nightclub in 2002. The rapper recently released a music video titled Dear Supreme Court. This guy is definitely getting some help on the inside and on the outside. Manny Pacquiao was nearly assaulted outside of a Hollywood sushi bar this week. As he left the restaurant's back entrance, a white male hurled F-bombs as he rushed towards the boxer. The man was restrained and pushed away by Pacquiao's aides. Manny ordered his team not to rough up the attacker, and police were not called. Running for political office as a conservative Christian, Pacquiao made waves in February when he said that people in same-sex relationships are, quote, worse than animals. He later apologized, but said he stands by his anti-gay stance because, quote, that's what the Bible says. However, gay-friendly Hollywood perhaps isn't the safest place for Pacquiao now. A Hong Kong man has built a robot in likeness of Hollywood actress Scarlett Johansson. Ricky Ma built the robot over the course of a year and a half. Ma said the robot was modeled after an actress, but would not name who. But it's pretty obvious to everyone that the robot looks one hell of a lot like Johansson. Ricky, has anyone told you that this is kind of creepy? About 6 months before Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin announced their conscious uncoupling in March 2014, the Coldplay frontman coughed up $6.75 million for a gated estate in the celeb-popular Lower Mandeville Canyon area of L.A. And that was across the street from another home that they already own, an 8,000-square-foot mansion. Martin and Paltrow together and separately continue to own a handful of luxury residences that include a massive mansion in London's posh Belsize Park, a 2-plus-acre estate in the Hamptons in New York's Long Island, a beach house in Malibu's Point Doom, and a New York City penthouse they put up for sale last month at $14 million. Wow, it's good to be Martin and Paltrow.
The Trash Bin.
Rob Kardashian is reportedly engaged to model and ex-stripper Blac Chyna. Yeah, the two are engaged after a photo posted this week to Blac Chyna's Instagram account appears to show her wearing a large diamond ring with the caption, "Yes!" Meanwhile, Khloe Kardashian's TV show Cocktails with Khloe has been canceled after only 3 months. Maybe people are getting sick of the Kardashians?
The news wrap-up.
Sony says their 4K streaming movie service, Ultra, will cost $30 per film. The service is expected to launch this month. The Mattel toy company lost over $3 million in an internet wire scam from China. Authorities reportedly said the funds cannot be recovered. Sony said that their 4K PS4.5 console's release date will be announced prior to the launch of their PlayStation VR this October. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says that their new e-reader's release date will be announced next week. Amazon's current top-of-the-line Kindle is The Voyage.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Melissa McCarthy's latest comedy, The Boss, unseats Batman vs. Superman.
The number one album.
And the winner is Kanye West with The Life of Pablo.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition remains the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Fool Me Once by Harlan Cotter is the best-selling book from coast to coast.
With a trio of hits from the album Revival, Selena Gomez joins a select group of acts to notch at least three number ones on the U.S. charts from the same album. Alanis Morissette, Avril Lavigne, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, and Taylor Swift. Selena Gomez earns her third U.S. number one with Hands to Myself. The single follows leaders Good For You and Same Old Love, each of which led for 2 weeks beginning in September and January. Justin Bieber's ex is currently on tour in the U.S. and has been playing to sell out crowds. From her album Revival, here's Selena Gomez with the song of the week, Kill 'Em With Kindness.
Your lies are bullets, your massacre, and no war and anger was ever won. Put out the fire before igniting. Next time you're fighting.
That was Selena Gomez with the fourth single off her album Revival and the song of the week, Kill 'Em With Kindness. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.